AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Thousands in Washington at the March for Life rally celebrating the Supreme Court ruling undoing the constitutional right to abortion. Tammy Milligan says there's still work to do.
We're not living in a day where, you know, it's unthinkable, and that's what we want to happen. We want it to be unthinkable for a woman to have an abortion.
Today is 2 years since I was sworn in as president.
President Biden speaking to the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The pandemic was raging. Our economy was reeling. But we acted together. Now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plans work, and we're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed allied defense ministers.
Hundreds of thank you are not hundreds of thanks. All of us can use thousands of words in discussions, but I cannot put words instead of guns that are needed against Russian artillery.
They've so far failed to resolve a dispute over sending advanced battle tanks to Ukraine. Elon Musk has testified at his Tesla tweet trial.
Elon Musk took the witness stand to defend a 2018 tweet claiming he had lined up financing to take Tesla private in a deal that never happened. That tweet resulted in a $40 million settlement with security regulators and a class action lawsuit alleging he misled investors. The billionaire defended his prolific tweeting as the most democratic way to distribute information, while also acknowledging that the constraints of Twitter's 240-character limit can make it difficult to make everything as clear as possible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Colorado, a group of police officers and paramedics have pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. The 23-year-old black man was forcibly restrained and injected with a powerful sedative called ketamine. He had been stopped after a 911 caller reported a man who seemed, quote, sketchy. This is AP News. Former President Trump and one of his attorneys have been ordered to pay nearly $1 million for filing what a Florida judge says was a bogus lawsuit. Donna Warder has details.
Trump sued his 2016 presidential rival, Hillary Clinton, some of her top advisors, former FBI Director James Comey, and other FBI officials involved in the investigation into whether Trump's 2016 presidential campaign had coordinated with Russia to sway the outcome of the election. Trump accused the parties of conspiring to sink his winning presidential campaign by accusing him of having ties to Russia. U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks sanctioned Trump, saying that he had a pattern of abuse of the courts for filing frivolous lawsuits for political purposes. Neither Trump nor his personal attorney, Alina Haba, have responded to requests for comment. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.